Hi guys, you're welcome to the Aloha podcast, and yes, today is our first episode, and I hope you guys continue this journey as the week goes on. I know some of you may be thinking, why is he disturbing us at this time? Why is he doing this now? He could have continued to write his blog. He could have done something more fun. Why this? Why now? Yes. Actually, for me, I think I should be able to try new things, okay? So yeah, this is me. It may not be perfect. It may not be up to certain people's expectations, but I believe we all grow, right? We all grow. We don't exactly have it easy at first, but with constant practice, it should change, okay? Because along the line, I will learn new stuff. Definitely, I will be learning new stuff, which I would be using to improve my craft, right? So, yes, let's just get into it. So today's topic was actually inspired by a friend. She went through a messy breakup, and I just want to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about her relationship, but I just want to make it a general comment about what you can do post breakup. Okay, what you can do. Someone might sit somewhere and ask me, what is post breakup? When you say that, what do you mean? Well, for me, let's come to layman terms, okay? Let me say post-breakup. Post-breakup is things you do after you have ended a relationship, okay? That is after the relationship, right? Now, in breakups, we know emotions are very complicated. Some people might be confused. I mean, there will still be heartbreak, there's grief, but then they're all perfectly normal reactions to end a relationship. Yeah, even if things end healthy, if one or a partner decides to call it quits, you know, yeah, it was still healthy. Yeah, so but yeah, you'd still be left with some uncomfortable feelings. I mean, someone might end a relationship because there is the need to do it, but at the end of the day, the person still feels uncomfortable about it. I mean, they lash out, they go through things and try to forget you. So we're just going to talk about certain things that I feel should work, okay? It should walk you through a successful post-breakup. Alright, so I think the first one should be establishing boundaries, okay? I know it's sometimes easy to avoid crossing paths with your ex after a breakup, right? But if you live in a small town, obviously I wouldn't date someone who is in the same town as me, but then if you live somewhere where you pull cross paths, okay, for me, I would say it would be very difficult for you to move on, right? But then I feel once both of you have established your boundaries, I mean, you know when not to be in a person's space, I feel once you do that, it makes it very, very easy I mean, yeah. What the person does shouldn't affect you in any way. I mean, you can see it and then just ignore. The person can say things to hurt you because they are still going through stuff, right? So you just, what? You just have to let it go, all right? Number two, you can decide to take time apart, okay? You don't have to be on the internet trying to, what, I don't know, trying to prove a point that you do not, or you are not affected by what is going on. Take some time off. We understand you, bro. Just go off the internet, take some time for yourself, and then process things. And we know that, okay, when you come back, you come in with your best, right? Even if you don't know how to maintain a friendship, just taking time for yourself won't hurt, right? Just take the break. No texting, no hanging out, and then just heal, go through the healing process, right? It gives you more time to focus on yourself, and it avoids you falling into a pattern of emotional support from going back to your ex-partner, you know? Like, yeah. And maybe number three could be respecting each other's needs, right? If you want to stay friends with your ex, it doesn't mean you have to meet them, right? You don't have to call, you don't have to text, you don't have to ask their friends to talk to them for you. You might miss them, yes, but not respecting their boundaries will likely hurt any future chance of friendship between you two. Alternatively, if your ex contacts you, especially before you're ready to talk, don't feel obligated. You are not supposed to, and you're by force. You understand? This may be difficult, yes, especially if it may seem vulnerable to express feelings to your own, right? Just remind yourself that you need time and space to deal with all those difficult emotions, and then wait until that no contact period has passed. Even for me myself, I have been through a lot of breakups, right? And my most recent one, I mean, it got to me very, very hardly. Yeah. So, I mean, I was acting very, very cool about it. Even though she broke up with me due to certain things beyond my control, I couldn't control it, and then she couldn't handle it, so she decided to break up with me. And yeah, I was hurt, so I took some time for myself, and she even came to my place to visit me because she wanted to check on me, see how I was doing. First of all, that wasn't respecting my boundaries. You have broken up with me. There is no need for you to see me. There is no need for you to come to me and then be like, oh, you want to talk to me about stuff. You do not get the same access you used to get to me before. You get? Now, this same person you're talking about calls me sometime and then says they are in the area, or she is in the area, and then she expects, she needs me to bring her something. She wants me to bring her a slipper. I mean, because I'm still going through pains, it took me quite a while to get over it. I mean, I still think about her randomly, but then it's not something that I would say worries me anymore. So this girl decides to call me and ask me to bring her a slipper, eh? And then, I mean, I could have gone. It's just a slippers, right? It's just a slipper. So, I just told her that, oh, okay, fine, I'll send someone over to bring it to you. But then she wanted to see me. I'm like, I'm even going on myself, so there is no need for me to be there. So yeah, and this girl gets angry and then she's like, if I don't want to see her, I should just say it than to make up excuses. And I'm like, I do not prioritize you anymore. You are not my priority anymore. So there are certain things that you expect me to do or be there for you that I wouldn't be able to do anymore. Yes. So I just need you guys to understand that these are things that you should do. Right. Another thing you can do is also maintain some physical and emotional distance. Yeah. If you want to keep, or you want to try the friendship thing after breaking up, yeah, just keep an eye out for old patterns and behaviors, things that they do. Yeah. Maybe you lean your shoulder on each other when you're watching a movie or something. Yeah. Or they come to you for help during a crisis. I mean, there's nothing wrong with any of these things, but they usually lead to a lot of confusion and further heartbreak. I mean, if you go, you take yourself, if you come, I'll laugh at you before I even decide to console you, right? But if you and your ex or your ex-partner want to maintain a friendship, you just have to act like friends, like very, very platonic friends, nothing sexual. Yeah. And maybe some of the friend guidelines could be with cuddling, spending the night together in the same bed, treating each other to expensive meals, providing consistent emotional or financial support. These are things you can do as friends. Though in the Ghanaian community, most people would say that these things aren't just friend, just things that friends should do. I mean, cuddling in the same bed as with a Ghanaian person, it would obviously lead to sex. Spending time in bed together would also lead to sex, because if you come and then you say, oh, you want us to cuddle in the same bed, you want us to cuddle in the same bed, obviously people might get the wrong idea and then decide to, you know, go further. You understand what I'm trying to say? So you can try this, or you can decide not to. Whatever works for you, you can do it. Right, so halting any behavior that makes you think it seems like you never broke up because of the things that you people do as friends is probably for the best. You shouldn't do it. Right, now another thing you can do is to discuss how you handle encounters. Remember when I said you need to respect your boundaries? I mean, yes, there are sometimes there's just no avoiding the ex, right? Let's say you work together, or you attend the same school, you attend the same university, the same classes, right? Or you have the same set of friends. And anyway, you can't hide from these people forever. You definitely bump into them one way or the other. And in this case, it's good to have a conversation about what you would do when you see each other. It's inevitable. There's nothing you can do about it when you meet each other. Sorry. So, I feel if you aim to keep things polite, if both of you are polite, even after you had a nasty breakup, just remember that you can't control the other person's behavior. If they can't abide by the agreement and act up, just try to take the high road. Try to be the bigger person by not engaging them at all, right? If you work together, do everything you can to maintain a professional relationship. If I come to you and be like, oh, I need to print these papers for me, that is it. you do what you're supposed to do, and that is all. I don't have to continue that conversation with you, right? We keep it civil, and then avoid talking to co-workers about what happened. It is between us, right? Unless you want to involve a third person. Aside that, it is between me and you. You get it? Now, because of gossip, especially in the workplace, I would advise you not to do anything like that, alright? Because it spreads very, very fast, and people even forget to even add the tiniest basic facts that would make you look like the bad person. If you're not sure of what to say to each other, try something like yes. If they ask, yes, really stop deciding to see each other. It was a mutual decision. But we are committed to making or maintaining a good working relationship. That is all. That is all. Stress behind him. You don't have to stress with this. Alright? Now, another thing you can do is to take care of yourself and prioritize your self-care. Yeah? Now, once you've got your boundaries in order, it's time to turn attention to your relationship with yourself, okay? So things that you can do that would bring you joy, something that would help you process your feelings. You can decide to see friends. You can decide to go on trips, which is my favorite, by the way. Spend time doing something you love. It could be painting. It could be, I don't know, a lot of things. You know your hobbies. You can get into it, right? Now, or you can decide to start exercising or meditating or maybe cooking a favorite meal, something satisfying, something healthy, okay? You can decide to listen to music. Music is life, so yes, you can decide to do that. And then try and get enough sleep. Don't spend the whole time pining over someone's child. Eh? Don't do that. When you decide to do this, this may interfere with your responsibilities and make you feel groggy and unwell, right? And then of course there's comfort food. Yeah. It's one of the things you can make to feel happy about yourself, all right? You can decide to watch a movie over some wine. Yeah, it's fine to indulge occasionally while you recover, but keep an eye on things, yeah? So they don't become regular habits that are hard to break down the road. Just consider saving these things for special times with friends or giving yourself at least one day in the week to cut yourself loose, right? Do things you enjoy. You might find yourself with more free time than you used to. So try and use that time in a lot of positive ways. Maybe during the relationship, you spent less time doing an activity, like maybe reading or having a stack of books by your bedside, right? Or perhaps you've always wanted to try something new, like knitting or making music, probably. You could even begin learning a new language or making plans for a trip that you've always wanted to go. Alright? Just find things to do and do them. Okay? It distracts you from grief. Now, let's talk about me. Alright. In my previous breakup, because I was hurt so bad, luckily, when it happened, I had a lot of work coming up. So I just pushed myself into it. And then, eventually, yes. I mean, when I started, it wasn't easy. But then, once I kept focusing on what I was doing, I began to stop thinking about her. Yeah, it was actually very fun. The first few months, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy at all, because never mind. Anyway, just express yourself, okay? Express yourself. If even after the breakup and you remember certain moments or certain reasons why the person broke up with you, it's normal for you to voice out, okay? If you're feeling anger, you're sad, you're still confused, you feel lonely, hit up your ex-partner and then try to get some closure, right? If it can help acknowledge those feelings, if it helps, you can write them down or just talk to close people, all right? If you have to listen to music or watch movies that would validate your experience, do them, but do not wallow in these things. Do not keep them bottled up, all right? Try not to get stuck in a cycle of negative emotions. It generally doesn't help, okay, get over grief and loss. It doesn't at all. It's really a bad idea. If you can't stop thinking about your ex-partner, try a reset by getting out of the house, right? Visit someone, a friend maybe, or listen to your favorite music and then do some very intense, very deep cleaning. Like, yeah, do something, get a massage, something, right? Go for some tissue. Go for some what massage, tissue massage, a deep tissue massage, eh? Massage or ankasankasa, eh? We just you'd feel so good about yourself, eh? So yes, get some sun, do something. You can even tell your story. You know, talking about things also helps a lot. Some people might call it PTSD. Yes, you're talking about your story, all right, but you remember the experiences, you remember those moments. I think a few days ago on Twitter, I think someone posted something and people quoted and were dropping the experiences they've had with breakups. People really they go through them. A lot of people are going through it, if you ask. So yes, just express yourself, find some closure when you need it to be. You need it, yeah? Dealing with social media is also another unexpected aspect of breaking up. Okay, it's not always easy to know how to set boundaries, okay? But then I think these are some things you should do. So like I said, you should be able to avoid using social media as much as possible. Don't be online to see something that will trigger you to fall into depression, something that would cause anger or sadness. No, we don't want that. We don't do that over here. So if you do use, yeah, don't post about the breakup too on your social media. No one has to know. You don't need to publicly share that it has ended, because chances are the people that need to know already do know. Social media isn't a place to air your feelings or frustrations about an ex-partner. Right? Fine, I'm not saying you shouldn't talk to people. Yeah, you can talk to people about it, but putting it on your social media is the problem, right? Really, but to people will laugh, and then what? Nothing would happen. But I'm saying that do not do it. It is not good at all. Okay, don't change your relationship status to right away. You don't know what might happen. Okay, if you and your partner use the let's say, what do you call it, this Facebook status, quite a friend is saying, yeah, in the relationship status in Facebook, yeah, it might seem logical and honest to change it back to single once the relationship is over, right? But the one better option now, Facebook, I don't even know people that use it. People my age don't even use Facebook anymore. But a better option is to hide the status from your profile. You can set it in a way that just you can see. Okay, you are the only person that would be able to view the relationship status on your profile. Okay, if you take a break from social media, for example, you can hide it until you return. All right, people may less likely to notice the change after some time has passed. If they do notice, the breakup will be old news, so it won't even matter. Yeah? So waiting to change your status will also reduce the chances your partner will feel by the change, right? Also, do not unfollow your ex on social media. Okay, I think a few days a week ago, I was studying a friend who is going through a breakup. She asked if it was advisable to break up, follow the guy on social platforms. I was like, no, there's no need. Though, yes, you have other social connections, right? You know, you have mutual friends. You ended the relationship on good terms, especially when there wasn't any bad blood between you two. Person hits you up and then tells you he doesn't want to do it anymore. He doesn't want to continue what you people have anymore. I can consider that as a good term, right? I do not have to be pained about this. But most social media apps let you mute or hide people, so you don't necessarily have to follow them. Okay, you just mute them so you don't see their post to trigger any memories you have of them. Alright, this keeps you from seeing anything that they share. It also helps you, see the people that you are closely connected to on social media. If you have to mute them, you do that as well. Now, another thing you can do is do not stalk. Stalking is something a lot of people usually do in the early stages of a breakup. Right? They want to see what is going on in their ex-partner's life. Right? So, yes. Don't check it out. Do not maybe you want to know if they feel as awful as you also feel. Mind you, your partner or your ex-partner, sorry, may not necessarily come on social media to put out how they feel over there. Okay, they will be going through things, or they might be talking to somebody that listens to them that would help them express their feelings, right? But ask yourself, what will looking at their page accomplish? Probably nothing healthy. Okay, so it's best to resist the urge. I mean, yes, we all know that as time goes on, you would stop, right? You would stop as you stop thinking about the person. You would also stop stalking your page, right? Now, if you've been living together, which is very tough because anything you see in the house reminds you of the person, what you can do is to revamp your space. Okay, after your partner moves out, your house may feel totally different. Your space might feel lonely. It might not even feel like home anymore, right? So you might want to pack up and move to a place without so many painful memories. If you share the place and your ex moves out, you may feel lonely or full of painful memories. But that's not always financially feasible, okay? You don't have to necessarily do that. You can decide to do a mini remodel, just change the place up, spice it up a little bit. You can move furniture around, get new things, maybe get new mugs or something, or dishes, or invest in some new kind of bed, in something new, something that wouldn't remind you of her, right? And try to get rid of one piece of furniture that you can easily replace, you know, something that your ex used quite a lot. You just get rid of it, okay? Yes, gather their belongings. If you have to ship it to them, you ship it to them. If you have a lot of mutual friends with them, they might also want to know what happened. So it's generally best to avoid getting into the details. Like I said before, they might both have completely different stories. Yeah. So if your friends have heard an untrue version of what happened, you might want to share the truth, or you just let things be, because what's the point? You're not together anymore. So try to avoid an emotionally charged response after the, and offer the facts. Just offer the facts calmly if you want to share, without saying anything negative about your ex-partner. Because the facts say me, then you know they mean say, I for come talk bad things about you. You get it. So yeah. Be open about your emotions, talk about next steps, be the bigger person, just take the high road. It's okay to ask for help. Talk to people if you want to. Talk to somebody. Reach out. Let people advise you what you're supposed to do, what you're not supposed to do. It helps. Talking about these things helps. It helps you heal. It helps you heal. Though it wouldn't be what you are expecting to, but yeah, it does do the trick, right? And so yes, I think that is all for now. So yeah, if you like this part, you like this show, yes, just make sure to join us next time on the show. And yes, share if there's a need for you to comment as well. I will be putting the live link up. You can send in your comments. Maybe on the next episode we can discuss it. Until then, bye guys. So yeah, that is the end of today's episode. Hopefully I can be consistent with the other ones. And yeah, feel free to hit me up on my social media handles. I'll put them in the description. If there's anything you'd want to talk about, you can hit me up on there. We talk it out. I mean, we can only learn from each other. We can take advice from each other. And that's the only way we can grow. That's the only way we can heal. So yes, I'll see you in the next episode. Bye guys.